with the tickets. Stick it up your tailpipe traffic.
Brought to you by Tarleton State University. Tarleton Online.
What are you waiting for? Take the first step to become a Tarleton Texan and apply for admission today. Tarleton State University is a member of the Texas A&M University System. Visit tarleton.edu/online to get started. Fall classes start August 19th.
That girl Alexa is pretty handy around the house, and she loves listening to the ticket. Tell her to enable the 1310 skill, and then all you have to do is say, play 1310 the ticket. She has to do what you say. From Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 the ticket.
Keep the convo going with the ticket guys and fellow P1s on the usual social media channels. The official Twitter handle is at DFW ticket and hook up on Facebook at facebook.com/DFW ticket. Follow us for ticket updates and breaking sports news first.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
I don't think we have a TikTok account, and I think our MySpace account expired. So we just got these.
Yeah,
two.
I don't think we ever had a MySpace account.
We have a Snapchat.
I don't have one, do you?
I'm saying the ticket. Yeah, I have one.
Do you really?
Dude, I'm 45. I'm young. Yeah, he's not like 100.
I'm young.
Good Lord. Okay, so let us get into now the question that we posed yesterday. For whatever reason, I don't know why this happened.
Right.
You know, it's, again, I don't know who brought it up. I have no idea the context of it, but one of you asked me, does your son, youngest one, does he know what a Playboy is? Not a guy, not a dude.
I think you guys auto-guessed yes. I think Danny did.
Yes.
Yeah.
My son's 12. He's pretty in the game. You know, like, he's pretty knowledgeable for his age, at least, of the world. But my whole thing about Playboy is that it is the ultimate anachronism. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean that in, it's past its time. And when we were growing up, Playboys were everywhere, and it was a big deal, because it was the only way you could see naked girls outside of actually seeing a naked girl.
Right, with binoculars.
And I wasn't seeing a lot of naked girls.
And fill up your party joke arsenal.
Right.
True.
Right.
The good stuff.
Yeah. And so nowadays, here we are, you know, you fast forward even 20 years, and Playboy's...
They went through a phase where, for a year or so, where they went non-nude.
Yeah, Danny subscribed
what?
To... Oh, yeah. They
Wait,
went,
what?
Yes.
Stop.
They started doing, like, tasteful bikini shots
what
and
years?
Things like that. Dude, it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, they were like Maxim 6 or 7 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And then they said that that didn't work out, and now they're back to where they were. But the thing is, back to where they were, you're talking about, just like anything else in the world of media outside of the ticket, which is continuing to thrive and flourish at a record pace, anything else, though... From newspapers to TV shows to TV networks, it's all a struggle.
It's all digital online content, and Playboy, it's they're all they're doing is anything that they can to survive their brand.
Yeah.
That's why they did the non-nude thing, because they're thinking, well, kids, if they want to look up naked women, if they've got an iPhone, they can do that whenever they want. And they don't need to stash dad's magazines in a, you know, a garage,
right,
or whatever.
And the other.
So we need to appeal to a younger audience and make them, have them able to buy this magazine and get the content and appeal to them, I guess.
Well,
it was a weird pivot.
Think about, you know, when we were growing up and how, I don't want to say salacious because that's the wrong word. But it was a big deal when you had a friend whose dad had Playboys. You would go in the bathroom and they would be in the magazine rack with Good Housekeeping and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Playboy.
Family Circle.
Yeah. And then there
half
was
half-done crossword.
Uh-huh.
Which one do you want to enjoy?
But then there's the, you know, stereotypical stash of Playboys in the woods that every boy back then knew about for whatever reason, that the whole neighborhood shared.
Yuck.
I never had a cutoff in my head of Playboy versus the other magazines, which got certainly wilder, but it is true that it was, like, tasteful.
No doubt.
It was not, like,
no doubt.
As wild.
No.
It's just pictures
gross.
Of porno.
Some were shocking. Like, oh, no. I don't. What is that?
Right.
Like, you never, I just didn't. But Playboy was just, that was the gold standard. But anyway, long story short, it's gone away. There are no dads. I don't know anyone. I'm sure they're out there. But I don't know anyone who subscribes to it, who has them at their house, who would have them lying around, whether it's a coffee table, whether it's a bathroom, whether it's the woods.
It's done, though, right? They printed their last edition, spring 2020.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Their final printed.
Had no idea.
It's all online now.
Yeah.
Had no clue. So the question was, does he know? Does a 12-year-old know? I honestly, my answer was no. Just because, it's almost like saying, I'm trying to think, do you know what the Southwest Conference is? I'm not joking. That's like the same thing. If you're
that's your next mission.
Right. Like, why would they know that?
SMU.
It's not part of their life. So,
Rice.
I asked my kid that, and he's sitting there on the couch last night.
Mm-hmm.
And his brother, who's 15, and I figured he would know.
Yeah.
So I told him, I walked in there, I go, look, not a word. You cannot say a word. And he's like, all right. And he didn't know what I was going to ask. I go, just shut up.
Okay.
And
yelling at me.
So whenever I ask the question, the first thing you hear is the older one start laughing.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay, Van, we had some debate today whether or not you knew the answer to this question. What is a Playboy?
Back in... Back in the 80s and 90s, it was kind of like, it was a magazine full of porn. It was a porn magazine. Kind of.
Okay.
For boys.
For boys?
How does he know what children magazine means?
Dude.
He's barely out of 11.
Yeah.
He's barely double digits.
Way back in the 80s and 90s.
In the 80s
like that is the most
90s.
Distant.
Oh, my God. I mean, as we've documented here, they refer to that century as the 1900s.
Yeah.
It's do they really?
Really funny. Oh, you mean back in the 1900s?
Oh, yeah. My God.
Not as the... I'm surprised he said 80s. I'm surprised he didn't say back in the 1900s.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so here we go.
Okay. Yeah.
Kind of.
Okay.
For boys.
Do you want to fill in anything? Does that sound right to you?
There are magazines, but there are also tapes.
Right? Sex
there
tapes.
There are also tapes.
There are sex tapes. Tapes.
Playboy tapes?
Wait, yes. That's a thing?
There's tapes.
They make tapes?
I honestly have no idea if there are Playboy
tapes. Wait a minute.
I'm just talking about...
Wait a minute. The question is... Did you have any Playboys?
I did not.
You are a disgrace to the Davidson.
Yeah, you are a disgrace. I bet you, like, Mike Soroy had, like, a million.
Set up.
No. Okay.
What are you talking about? Why would they randomly bring me up?
I swear, because they, after work yesterday...
Oh, they heard that we were together?
Yeah. One of them asked me, it was like, was that Mike? And I was like,
hi,
yeah.
Boys.
Yeah. This is not set up in any way.
Grace, all right? I bet you like Mike Soroy had like a million. Danny probably had a million.
No.
Bob definitely didn't have any. He's a nerd.
He knows his ticket personalities, doesn't he?
I don't know if you caught the last part of that. Don't laugh as he says this, but listen to what he says about Bob.
Danny probably had a million.
No.
Bob definitely didn't have any. He's a nerd.
He's a nerd. And you're a disgrace to the Davidson name for not having any.
Yeah.
You raised a couple of horn dogs, didn't you?
Yeah. He's a nerd.
Definitely didn't have any.
Yeah.
And
no.
Bob definitely didn't have any. He's a nerd. He had none.
None.
You can just tell.
Okay.
There were definitely tapes, though. There's,
no, there wasn't.
There are definitely Playboy magazines. There's got to be some tapes, too, right?
I don't know. I'm sure that there
okay,
are videos.
Okay,
okay.
How did this come up?
There
are definitely tapes. Do you hear me go... There are definitely tapes.
Tapes.
Why is he using the word tapes?
Okay, how did this come up?
We, yeah. I don't know. We were just talking about. I just said I don't know if he knows what
okay, Playboy. I know what Playboy
how did you,
is.
How'd you come up? Yeah, we all know what Playboy is. We're not that stupid.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what you
we're
know.
We're kids. What do you think?
I
we
am
are?
Regularly
a dog?
Searching.
Are we dogs? Are we dogs?
No, you're humans.
Here's
you.
How you know I like it, because I am regularly looking on eBay for reused Playboys.
They're reused? What does that even mean? Reused?
There are these things called
reused.
Like used and then reused.
Yeah.
Not certified pre-owned.
Right.
Reused.
Reused.
On eBay for reused Playboys.
They're reused? What does that even mean? Reused?
There are these things called phones.
I don't want to hear about it. Okay, we're done. We're done.
Like, watch this. Hey, Siri, what is a Playboy?
No, I'm done.
All of you, it has...
There you go.
God.
There's so much. And there are...
Boy, that's...
It doesn't say reused, but there are plenty of Playboys on sale.
That's a be careful what eBay. You ask for question, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you think like, he was mixing, porno with Playboy when he was talking about the tapes?
No.
Because he certainly wasn't aware
was
of the Playboy
channel.
Yeah, the Playboy channel.
But
come on.
they did put out, like, videos and
like
DVDs and tapes
like
with... That they'd expound
vids.
On the content of the magazine, and you'd have like behind the scenes of the photo
showing
shoot.
Showing the photo shoot,
absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
And then
yeah.
interviews and them frolicking with a beach ball. And
right.
I don't know,
ballet
other things.
Practice.
Yeah.
Those were the tapes.
Yeah.
He just kept saying tapes.
Oh, there's tapes.
Oh, there's tapes, Dad. I know there's
like
tapes.
Then he mumbles them.
Oh, yeah, he didn't perfect. Have any tapes.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
That's probably where your VCR is.
He's got a
up in the attic. The good news is now you'll be able to watch ants.
That's right. That's right. He's got a little side yard set up behind a bush
uh-huh.
with an extension cord and a VHS.
Right.
A stack of tapes.
An old
They'll
Phillips
never find
TV.
Me.
Yeah.
They'll never find me.
Oh, but I learned that I'm a disgrace to the Davidson family.
And why'd you lie? Because you've definitely had Playboys.
I've actually never had, we had the community.
Okay, well that counts.
Neighborhood
I didn't have
stash in the woods, but I never, yeah.
You never had them in like your apartment?
No. Dude, no.
Well,
you
I
didn't
don't
either.
Know. I might have had a couple.
There's no way.
I have one right now.
Which is what?
It's the John Lennon final interview in 1980.
That doesn't count.
Yeah, it does.
Is it on display, coffee table?
No.
It's kind of quirky.
Probably
cool.
in the garage
right.
somewhere.
Well, there you go.
That's amazing.
We
good
got
job, boys.
Our
what else do you
answer.
Have from them? You got them reviewing Space Jam, right? And then there's something else that you're holding on to, right?
My oldest and I got into a fight about the legitimacy of Dude Perfect.
Perfect. That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
Right. He loves Dude Perfect.
When's That's
that?
Amazing.
I think we'll do that during training camp next week
okay.
for some downtime.
Well done. But
good question. There you go, boys. All right. Let's get into space. Space is a big story today, and let's get into Bezos, let's get into Woodward.